Celebration 25. 25 years of making new friends, of holding hands with Southern California. News, information, and entertainment. Join Celebration 25 with
Bill Jenkins.
And welcome to a Saturday night on KABC in Los Angeles. I am Bill Jenkins. This is Open Mind. And for the next 3 hours, it's a tradition of ours. We like to take you on a trip for your mind. Introduce you to a whole new world and a whole new reality that most people don't even know and understand or think exists. But indeed, it does exist. So stay with us. And one of the new facets of this reality that we talk about, this new reality, this new world we're in, is going to be the removal of an albatross around your neck. Something that is creating probably more problems for more people than any other single item in the world. And when you look down at it, the great tensions in the world, the poverty in the world, the lack of development in the world, the lack of your personal development can be traced to a single bad guy. And that is the ongoing and escalating cost of the energy that you must have in order to survive, and the energy that we as a nation must have in order to survive, and the energy that the underdeveloped nations around the world must have in order to grow. It's being denied them, and it's being restricted, and it is extracting from you, me personally, and we as a nation and all nations, enormous amounts of our wealth simply to have our energy. That is being changed. And one of the men that is deeply involved in this change is with us tonight for his second appearance on Open Mind, speaking to us on our conference line from Loosedale, Mississippi, Mr. Joseph E. Newman. Joe, welcome aboard. Hello there. Have we got Joe? Why am I not hearing Joe? Hello there, Joe. It's also going to be one of those nights where Bill's magic fingers are not touching the button. We'll try to reestablish contact with Joe Newman. And our subject will be the Newman free energy device. This is not the same as the Bedini device. They work in entirely different principles altogether. Mr. Newman has his. He's been in a battle with the patent office. We'll find out how that's coming along. The great minds at the patent office don't believe that you can get energy out of just magnetism or out of the air because it isn't in any of their textbooks. It seems to violate the fifth law of thermodynamics and the conservation of energy principles, as if those laws were fingered by God on a tablet of stone on Mount Sinai and handed down. But there are a number of scientists the world over for the last 85 years that have known a lot better than that, and that goes all the way back to the days of Nikola Tesla. So our guest tonight will be Joe Newman. Let me give you the number so that you can talk to Joe if you want to get in there. In Los Angeles, the number is 520-TALK. And San Fernando Valley, the number is 990-TALK. In Orange County, 750-TALK. In Burbank, Glendale, and Pasadena, 244-TALK. In the San Gabriel Valley, 448-TALK. In South Bay, 679-TALK, and down in Long Beach, San Pedro, Paramount, that area, the number is 639. Now, those are the numbers. I'll talk to Joe first. I understand there's a rainstorm down there. Is that right, Bob? Creating some problems as we speak to him from the rural area of Loosedale, Mississippi. So, hang in there. We'll see what happens. We'll be right back. And destroy it if they desire.
They say that they have the right to do that, to make sure that their test was correct, that I had no hidden energy source. And the value of this prototype for history is mind-boggling. It's like you having the Wright brothers' first plane, and the patent office wants to destroy it. It's,
you know, that is so difficult for, certainly for me, and I would think that this, for these listeners to understand, that we have a bunch of bureaucrats at the patent office in Washington, D.C. that are looking at a device that will create energy in a brand new way that will bring inexpensive and abundant energy to the people, and they want to say to the inventor, that you have to give it to them and they have the right to destroy it. That's mind-boggling, almost as mind-boggling as your device itself.
Yes, it is, and it goes against the entire purpose of the U.S. Patent Office. It's there to stimulate creativity by which the populace of this nation benefits therefrom. Their actions is one of total hostility towards this invention coming forth.
I would like to see this audience, each and every one of them, write the patent office and let them know what the American people think about that. Perhaps those boys at the patent office need to understand that they are there to serve the people and not to do them in. That's their job.
Yes, now that would have a lot of help, but even more so if they'll write their senators and congressmen asking them to get involved. And I would like to compliment, if I could, Bill, Congressman Vic Fazio, F-A-Z-I-O, California.
Yes, indeed.
And also Congressman Jerry Lewis from California.
Yes.
And also Congressman Gene Chaffee from California. All three of these gentlemen have written letters in my behalf to the Acting Commissioner Quigg, asking him to better conduct himself in the patent office relative to this patent.
Perhaps we can get Senator Pete Wilson or Senator Alan Cranston, some of these people on the line, maybe tonight, but I'll try to run it through for next week if we can't do it through that and get their comments on that.
Okay.
And this is just preposterous in my mind. It really is. Joe, I'm going to take a little break here. There is such a lot of line noise with us.
Yes.
I know you're having rainstorms and everything down there.
Yeah.
And we'll keep checking back with you. Meanwhile, I would like to get reaction from the people. We'll try to talk about free energy as much as we can. This is your night, Mr. Josephine Newman, and let's see if Ma Bell can keep up with your technology in producing energy and producing some sound for us, okay?
Okay.
Josephine Newman from Loosedale, Mississippi. And you heard just a little bit of an amazing story, and we'll try to get in that a little bit later with you. And if you'd like to call and talk about this particular subject, go ahead. We'll open up the phone lines to you now. I suspect we're going to have troubles. It has produced still a different kind of device that produces more energy than it uses. A new energy or a free energy device. It's a magnetic kind of motor. Relation to, say, John Bedini's motor, Joe Newman's device produces torque. Of course, torque is very important. You can just make anything with that if you want. John's produces electricity. But this new technology upon us, and the great thing about the Joe Newman story is the problems that he's having with the patent office. And you heard an amazing story between the line hum. They are having storms and problems down in rural Mississippi, which is where Joe's home is, and we're having trouble having an acceptable air quality line. But what we are going to do, if you have questions for Mr. Newman as we go through the evening, we'll write them down and call him and get answers and try to kind of keep him updated, because I wanted you to be able to talk to this vigorous man who has been fighting a very, very important battle with the bureaucracy. And something has to be done about the bureaucracy. I can't understand all of that. We have Dwight on the line. Dwight, welcome aboard. Are you there, Dwight?
Yes, are you there?
No, I don't know. Everything is not working. Are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, listen, Bill, what I'd like you to check on is this. It's sort of analogous to when you go into the hospital for an operation. They give you the little warning thing you sign. If anything goes wrong, they're not responsible.
Mm-hmm.
See, the patent office does that because of the large amount of litigation we've had lately.
Mm-hmm.
See, they just give you a general statement saying if in the investigation of your device it's destroyed, we're not responsible. And I think we better check and make sure that's not all they've done rather than threaten to destroy it.
Well, I think he said that that they wanted to destroy the machine if they found something wrong with it.
Well, I check real closely on that, Bill, because I can't. They're very orthodox, and I'm sure it's just that clause written that if it's destroyed, we're not responsible. That's frightening them off.
Well, I have seen a lot of the documentation that's been going along with this case, and they wanted to take the machine. Period. That was it. And
well, that I wouldn't agree to it. On that they shouldn't do. But if they're simply saying in the investigation of it,
Joe Newman wanted to do is that. Here is the machine, and it's a rather large one, and he carted it all the way up to Washington or to Virginia, right outside of it. Here it is. Take it. Because there are still some of the commissioners of the patent office orthodox is not the right word, Dwight. Mm. We're going to call antiquated. That are quite sure that there are hidden energy sources in there. In fact, one of the commissioners, Commissioner Duggan, on this particular case, has already been judged by a federal court in Texas as totally incompetent. And that's the kind of people that are operating in the patent office.
I am awfully glad you bring this to light, Bill.
Okay. Thank you very much, Dwight.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Bye, bye.
We have Bill on the line. Hello, Bill.
Hello.
Uh-huh.
Hi.
Yes.
I'd like to talk about the energy. In 1960s, I don't want to say any party, but they wanted to have the oil prices controlled, so it should be cheap for people. But mm-hmm. what happened is that nobody wanted to look for oil any longer in the United States, and the oil companies said also, okay, better the government look for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Governor Reagan came to power, governor, he's the president, he decontrolled the oil prices.
Mm-hmm.
And then the people said, it's going to go to $2 a gallon. It used to be $1.50. Now it's down to $1 a gallon because...
I don't know where you're buying your gas. I just paid $1.44 a gallon for some.
Oh, I buy it at Arco. It costs 99 cents for regular.
Oh, well, I was using the unleaded regular. So it's in there. No, the prices have come down just a little bit. But I can remember, it wasn't that long ago, Bill, that I was paying 35 cents a gallon for gasoline.
Yes, but actually that was 1973.
But you also have to remember, too, that we have found six times more oil in Alaska than there is in the entire Persian Gulf region. And we are not using it. There's over 200 years' supply of natural gas in Alaska, and we are not allowed to use it. In fact, at Prudhoe Bay, they pump 190 million cubic feet of gas back into the ground every single day. At Woodrow River, they burn off more than that every single day. So the energy shortage is a lie. We have never had an energy shortage. It was a contrived, manipulated shortage.
Okay, then I would like to come back with this. In the, around 1900, then they said that in 1960, the world would freeze to death and England would have sunken into the Atlantic Ocean because at the rate they were trying to extract coal from England, England would sink into the ocean and the rest of the world would freeze to death.
Because of coal?
No, coal. Because they thought that there was not going to be any more coal. The black coal.
Mm-hmm.
You know that.
Well, I don't understand how that would cause England to sink and the world to freeze.
Oh, because if they continue to dig enough for coal, they would have dug enough of it.
Well, I... You're not making any sense to me, Bill. Maybe you're speaking in some sort of a metaphor there that I'm...
No, no. The people said that if they... in England, they said, if they continue to dig out that much coal mm-hmm. from the ground in England, England would sink.
Who said that?
Oh, that this is just what they said.
Well, I wouldn't take not even a tiny bit of stock in that has
no.
any validity to it at all, Bill.
I agree with you.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate your call.
Bye.
I'm Bill Jenkins. It's Open Mind tonight. Our subject is energy, and our guest was to be Josephine Newman from Loosedale, Mississippi. We are having some technical difficulties that are evidently generated by some massive rainstorms that are coming through Mississippi. Joe was able to give us just a little bit of an update of the problems that he is having in getting patent rights to a device that produces more energy than it uses in the process, which, of course, shakes at the scientific cockles of the heart of a lot of people. And you're certainly invited to get in on this conversation of energy on Open Mind tonight. Let me give you the numbers. At Los Angeles, 520-TALK. In this move Robert Monroe around, because he will be in Los Angeles in the first week of November 9th. So Mr. Monroe has been rescheduled to November 9th, where he will be here live and in person. We will talk about the out-of-body experience. And we're going to conduct an experiment that night. And it should be quite fascinating. I'm going to get some skeptics of the first order. I have two volunteers, Ken and Bob, and we'll get some others that are going to bring down a display. And We'll put it in a box that's locked and sealed by them, and nobody knows what's in that box except the skeptics themselves. And they will be placed here in the studio. During the show, some out-of-body explorers from the Monroe Institute of Applied Sciences in Virginia will go into their Faraday cage or whatever it is they do back there, go out of body, come visit us here at the studio, go through the boxes, and tell us what's inside, or look and see what's inside. They will then astroplane back to Virginia, get on the phone while we are on the air from Virginia, and detail the contents of those boxes. We think that will be kind of a fun experiment, and should... I hope it works, because then I want to look at Ken and Bob's face whenever the details, the contents of those boxes are accurately described for them from somebody in Virginia who was across the country from us. But so that will be November the 9th that Ken and Bob will, or that we will be doing that with Robert Monroe, who was scheduled for tonight, so we had to move him around. We will be trying to reestablish contact with Josephine Newman. We hope the rainstorms and everything stop. Meanwhile, we're talking about energy primarily, but most any of the things you have on your mind in this fascinating world we call open mind are certainly open to you tonight. I'm Bill Jenkins.
It does not address any of the issues, especially pollution,
as
does the hydrocarbon issue here. And effectively, what the Patent Office is trying to do is a legitimate way on paper, a way out to jump this device. Obviously, he hasn't been challenged, and the Washington demonstration he gave, obviously, was an effective one for the immediate people, but he was screened.
Well, actually, if you want to get into the court case, the judge in the case, and this was of last summer, very quickly realized that he was not a physicist and he didn't know what to do, so he brought in, and this was in Superior Court, federal court in Washington, what he called a master, which was a physicist that was recognized by the government and by the court and by Mr. Newman as certainly a physicist that knows what he was doing. And the physicist himself ran his test on the machine, and his report to the court was, "I do not know how it works, but it works."
It works, right.
And that's where that stopped, right there.
I can give you some examples right here. I, myself, was interested in this electromagnetic theory. I just assumed this is what it was because I have an engine of my own which runs on opposing forces using electrical magnetic induction. I've had it for 5 years. And the simplest version of it is without the use of electricity. A man named William Johnson here about 5 or 6 years ago, on the cover of Popular Science, came out with a free energy device. A small principle based on like a generator, but you had wedges of neutral metals with wedges in the field and the stator of like poles, either in north or south. And when a stator was moved into the interior of the field, well, it created a tremendous revolution of repulsive forces.
Mm-hmm.
And he hooked it up to a 5,000-watt generator. This is enough to run any household having 5,100 light bulbs.
Right.
Watt light bulbs. All right, that's the last you heard of him. You may recall about 1973, a man down in Racing Torrance shop, Kindig Carburetor, came out. And he had a carburetor which would increase the miles by anything from 20% to 50%.
Mm-hmm.
He was offered $1 million for this, and I think it was bought and scrapped and shelved.
Unfortunately, that is and has been the ethic of our time. If you're in the business of selling oil, and here comes along some new technology which will cause you not to sell so much oil. The ethic of our time says it is good business, then you can't stop the technology, but you can buy the rights away. And usually the inventors of these devices are people who would like to have the $1 million or whatever it is, and they're set for life. There are a lot of those, quote, horror stories that are going around. The free energy particular kind of electromagnetic device is nothing new. In fact, Tesla had it, 85 years ago.
Right.
But it does shake at the economic bulwark of a lot of people's very good living right now, and they do have a great deal of power.
Well, I can go on with that because the actual, it's $1 billion daily industry.
More than that.
Barrels that are bought crude from overseas in the eastern countries here. And once it gets over here, it was noted that one particular year that Exxon had made 100% profit on just the distribution after the refinement process here. So you are dealing with probably the higher epsilon of the 600 corporations in America. You're stepping on some big toes. I'll give you an example. Another man here, about 5 or 6 years ago, I can't recall now if it was Time or Newsweek, an individual claimed he had a preheater and a vaporizer. Certainly these are any number of items you've seen the back end of popular mechanics and popular science. And they preheat the gas to a volatile state, and you waste less. There's no raw excess gas burned, and it addresses, again, the two problems, one of pollution and more efficient burning engine. He claimed he had a V8 Buick, that with this device, this preheater and vaporizer, he could effectively gain 150 miles to a gallon of gasoline. And so he was doubted, the same as Mr. Joe Newman here with his device. And he approached one of the big three automakers, Detroit. He didn't say which one, but later on he said it wasn't Chrysler and it wasn't Ford, so that would lead to believe that it was GM.
Well, it could have been American Motors.
Yeah, well, one of the big three.
Yeah.
Hello out there, you listening?
Yeah.
So anyway,
Peugeot, you know.
They offered him a good piece. I think it was about $1 million, but he figured it was worth more, and he held out. And then came the threats. So he feared. He feared for his safety and those of his family and anybody else around. And what he did was he gave over to one of these two magazines I quoted earlier the entire story, and he would give it to a government official testing office. And these scientists actually took over the device and tested it with a promise that the results would be published. So once it was known how the device operated, and if it really did do exactly what he claimed it would do, get 150 miles to a gallon of gas, or be no more threats, and perhaps he could sit back and wait for the day for a better offer on this invention. So they tested it. Patent office had people come and test it. It did get 150 miles a gallon of gasoline, and it was published. That's the last you've heard of him. So,
Yes, there are those things that have happened, and sadly, again, it's a sad commentary on our time and the way we do business, and you know, when we talk about free energy, particularly in this time, and I've heard it so many times, like, they won't let you do that. And my point is, and my feeling is, that the time of they is over. We cannot allow this to happen anymore, and they can go fish.
Well, this has been the old issue. Power has never been taken by asking. You have to take it. It's a power struggle, and it's overcome by power. And the people are the effective legislature here. It's about time that the people got together and, like you say, got a hold of this Mr. Jerry Lewis, congressman out here in California, and others.
And I didn't know about Congressman Jerry Lewis and the others supporting Joe Newman like this, but I think it is time that our candidates that are running for office the next year and those that are incumbents get behind this. You know, whenever you listen to the rhetoric that comes out of Washington, we know that our greatest problem is energy. And yet they're not doing anything about it but trying to play on the surface. Let's get down and do something about it. And it can be done with the new technology. It is here. Bill, I appreciate your comments very, very much. All right. By the way, speaking of Joe Newman, and Bill, you'll probably be interested in this. Joe has a book out now, The Energy Machine of Joseph Newman. And it is available to you if you would like to go through it. I have had the pleasure of seeing it. It is an extensive work. Explains the principle, how it works, everything about it. And he will teach you a lot of physics in that book. And the address for it is Route 1, Box 52, Loosedale, Mississippi. And the zip code is 39452. And I'll give you that on down the line. There's a charge for it, I think a money order of $38.45, but it is a very thick and involved piece of writing and detailing of the development of the Joe Newman machine, written by Joe himself. And if you're interested in free energy, here's some new science that is upon you on that. I'm Bill Jenkins. It's Open Mind. Saturday night, I'm Bill Jenkins. It's Open Mind. Our guest tonight, Joseph E. Newman from Loosedale, Mississippi. But we have a problem with our telephone lines and the intense storms that are moving through Mississippi tonight that we just could not and have not yet been able to establish an arable contact with Joe. We talked to him for a few moments at the top of the show. We will continue to try to see if those lines will clear up before the evening because he has a lot of very, very fascinating things to say. He did tell us that the the ongoing court battle to secure a patent for his free energy device. It will be back in court again after the first of next year. What we're looking at here is something right out of the pages of Cats and Jamber Kids concerning the patent office, but that seems to be the way they operate. Sam, you're on the line.
Hi, Bill. Mm-hmm. You've got a terrific show. I sure appreciate your show, Bill.
Thank you very much.
Marvelous. Educating me. You know, I heard you talk about this energy machine that Mr. Newman invented. The last caller probably answered some of my questions. I was going to ask you, I'm not sharp about this machine, but this is so interesting to me. I just wondering, how does this machine work? You probably can't explain it to me like that. But then another thing, me as an individual, could I use it myself, my home, or something like that?
Well, I can just tell you what Joe Newman has told us before.
Yes, okay.
His idea is that you certainly can use it in the home.
That's
his
good.
Prototype is rather large.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big, heavy thing, but that again, that's just a working prototype to prove a theory. Joe seems to think that once he gets his patent office and his patent, and he has every right to that, that can be scaled down and made into something that would be very workable that you could have in your home that would generate the electricity that you want.
No kidding.
Now, his device, as we explained earlier, basically produces torque. In other words, you've got something going around. You can hook a generator or anything else up you want to on that, as opposed to the Bedini device, which produces electricity.
Probably for a lot less money, they're going to charge us now.
Actually, after you pay for the device, you wouldn't have any other cost beyond the maintenance.
I see why those patent guys won't release it. I see it's. I see now why they won't give him a break.
Yes.
I can see why now. It's politics. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I think you've got the your thumb on the problem.
I think so too. Yeah. There's somebody that's telling these guys, hey, destroy the machine. Don't. Let him put that out. It's going to put us out of business.
But what's more unfortunate than that, Sam, is that those people in the patent office are here to serve the American people.
Absolutely. It's awful.
And they're not here to serve American business that may be involving itself in an ancient technology.
We have free enterprise.
Right.
It's awful.
Yeah.
Terrible. Bill, I want to tell you, I love your show. You know, you always talk about that you can't travel out of your body. Neither can I. I wish I could.
Well, we'll have Robert.
Boy, I got some pain in my body. I have to get out of it.
Bob Monroe will be.
You hear what I said?
Yep.
I got some pain in my body. I sure like to get out of it.
Yeah, get out of it and get away from the pain there for
a
while.
I'm a young guy. I got a little arthritis in my knee and my neck. Boy, I sure like to get out of my body.
I would, too. Bob Monroe will be here November 9th, and he told me that when he gets in town and he'll be here live and in person, he is going to yank me out of body.
I want to see him. Will I be able to see him?
Yeah.
Bob Monroe?
He will have some appearances here.
Oh, boy. Could he teach me how to get out of my body?
Yes.
Great.
They have a
program. It's worth anything.
They have a program, an ongoing program here in Southern California called the Gateway Program.
That's great.
And you can contact those people there in Santa Monica. Lita has the number of broadcast information.
Sounds
they
good.
Have seminars. Quite often.
Wonderful.
And I've known some people that have gone and they've had some marvelous experiences over there, and I'm just envious as all get out.
Bet. This is really something. Boy, Bill, you got the best program.
Okay.
KABC. You got the best one. You're the most interesting.
I'm going to let you talk all night long.
I look for what?
I'm going to let you talk all night long.
You're the most interesting. No, I'm sincere. I look forward to Saturday nights from 9 to 12 when Bill Jenkins is on.
You know,
when you're on vacation, I missed you.
Oh.
Your vacation is lately, I know. I missed you. Boy, I said, where's Bill? Tom Hall was on instead of you. I said, hey, I don't want that.
Oh, well, Tom's a very nice guy.
And you know, Bill, your voice, you got the best voice on KABC. You got a great voice.
All right, Sam, thank you very much for all of that. We're about 14 minutes away from the 10 o'clock mark on this Saturday night, and we have Joseph on the line. Hi, Joseph.
Hi, Bill. Great show. I've been following Joe Newman's story on and off for the last 6 months. I just want to say, you know, that transmission that came in from Joe Newman's... I could hear it very well. I could hear both of you.
Could you?
Yeah. I don't know how it is in other areas, but I could hear it in West Los Angeles.
Well, there's a high hum here.
Yeah.
And that makes our engineering staff go...
Yeah, we could hear that, but I could hear both of your voices very well.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I just wanted to say that one of the men who was pioneering robotics had an awful hard time having American industry look at his ideas, so he brought him over to Japan, and they were interested.
Mm-hmm.
Now you know what happened to robotics.
Right.
And I think that Joe Newman wanted to get the attention of the patent office, he might think along those lines.
Well, Joe already has secured a number of international patents for
yeah.
that device. But in talking to him the last time he was on the show, he's an American. This is an American product.
Sure.
And I know that this is the feeling also of Mr. Bedini. Certainly
yeah.
they could go to Japan, they could go to the other places. But
yeah.
If you look at the American people being able to generate a device such as this, it should be something that is American. It would certainly solve a great deal of our balance
yeah, that would
of
be
payments
my preference
problem,
too.
A balance of payments problems, a lot of things. There's
sure.
Just no reason for this going on the
well,
way it is.
You can be sure, Bill, that if it's genuine, and there's no reason to think that isn't, because there is a circuit that's been known in electronics for quite a few years. It's called an oscillating circuit or a tank circuit that has a huge amount of electrical energy, and it takes a very small amount of energy to sustain it. So, but if this is a genuine breakthrough with creative imagination that Joe probably has, unfriendly nations are certainly going to get hold of it.
Well, that also is a concern of people like Joe Newman and people like John Bedini, the others. I think the prime concern is that people have free and abundant energy, all people everywhere.
Yeah.
That this would let the third world nations, look at the third world nations right
yeah.
now. They have to spend more than half of their collective wealth
yeah.
just